the SBC Executive Committee. As Southern Baptists review Guidepost Report and the recommendations of the Sexual Abuse Task Force, the SBC Executive Committee would like to address statements it has previously made, including but not limited to the September 29, 2006 statement by then SBC Executive Committee Vice President and General Counsel D. August Boto, in which he concludes that, quote, a continued discourse between us, the Executive Committee, and survivor advocates will not be positive or fruitful, end quote. The SBC Executive Committee rejects the sentiment in its entirety and seeks to publicly repent for its failure to rectify this position and wholeheartedly listen to survivors. Today, in the immediate aftermath of the report's release, the SBC Executive Committee seeks to make clear that it views engaging with survivors as a critical step toward healing our convention from the scourge of sexual abuse and working to avoid its continued impact on our loved ones, their families, and our network of churches.